What's changed in the proposed law is that at any time, a known sperm donor, irregardless of the consents that were signed before conception, can claim parentage.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the internet airwaves. Really? Internet airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say internet airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the internet airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. I got this weird. I want to do this for the next 30 minutes. I don't know. It literally, I was taping something and I was like, I was typing something and I went, oh, you're not going to make it. You are not going to make it. And all of a sudden the fucking music cues in. Anyway, welcome guys. This is the show. This is what we do here. My name is Mark Scalia, and this is your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. This is Radio Irregardless, my friends. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways. Through my website, markscalia.com, and check out more of that site because I'm constantly updating the calendar, and I'd love to see you guys at a show. The second way you can listen to the sound of my voice is if you want to be more participant of this show, you can click that speaker box you're listening on my website, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com, and then you sign on using a Facebook address, and then you can be part of our live chat. We've got a ton of good-looking people, and I know they're all good-looking because I know them, but I can't see them, but I know they're good-looking people, and they're good people as well. No, they're good. They're good-looking. They're both, whatever. All my listeners are good-looking because it's the radio. So am I. I'm fucking handsome right now. Anyway, and the third way you can listen is if you cannot listen to our live broadcast, which that's how we broadcast, as you can tell, a lot of mistakes, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through Google Play and iTunes. Yes, and everybody's harding. Oh, you sweet talker. So, as I always start the show every single week the same way, I bring you guys up to speed about what's been going on with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
And so many things have been going on. I just took my shirt off during the break. I had to pull over and I'm like, it's so hot. And that's what I want to talk about. The weather. And I know that it seems like every week I'm mentioning the weather, but I don't really have options. It was 4 degrees last week. I think it was Wednesday or actually a week ago or Thursday. It was, last Wednesday we got a severe ice storm. And a snow ice storm or frozen rain, and it like paralyzed everybody for like 24 hours. And then it dropped down to 4 degrees, and it didn't get much higher than 13 degrees over the next 2 days. Then it went to fucking 60. What is going on? What? How do you go from 5 to 60? One of my friends wrote, he goes, this weather is like my grandparents driving 50, 60, 75, 30. It was funny as fuck. So I'm trying not to let the weather bother me because it's like warm and then it's cold and it's hot and back and forth. I'm trying to be more consistent. I'm working on some really big things. I have set up some goals for myself. I know with the resolutions and stuff like that, I have actually made, not really resolutions, but things I want to start doing. And I was at Kowloon, and we were talking about how Lenny Clark's a comic, really, really famous comic out of Boston. And apparently, Lenny Clark makes like 20 phone calls a day to further his career. And I went, boy, am I fucking useless. So I went, you know, I like Lenny. Lenny's a good guy, and he's a great inspiration. He's a great role model. He's an amazing comic. And I went, you know, if he could do 20 things a day, I can do 20 things a week. And I'll be honest with you, that's my goal. And hopefully I'll break it down a little more and I'll start moving more and more. I had a writing slash artistic group that I had a few years ago from a bunch of really talented people. And I'm going to start that up again. So I've been working on that. And plus I've been doing some stuff personally, set my goals personally, set my goals career-wise, set my goals financially. So, and I'm psyched up because now the festival's done. We're into the year. And I'm like, you know, it's February. Let's get going. I got to plan work. Let's do it. And then, of course, I was like, you know, I'm going to start eating better after last Sunday. I don't know if you know this. Not only did our boys... is, yeah. Not only did the Patriots get to go back to another Super Bowl in Atlanta, but they took home yet another trophy. Number 6. Which is crazy. And another parade. We just had one in October. Actually, Halloween, because the Red Sox won. We are truly the city of champions. This is crazy. I didn't go. Because, you know, there'll be another one in a few months. It wasn't a great Super Bowl. I'll be honest. It was a decent game. What's this? It would have been a far more interesting game if the Saints had played. I know, because the Saints got screwed and jacked and effed over. And they actually protested with their thing. And the funny thing was the Saints' record was 13-3, and that was the score of the Super Bowl. A little spooky. But yeah, it would have been a much more interesting game. And to be honest with you, I don't know if we would have won that game. Against New Orleans? I don't know. We got a great defense, but anyway. It's done. It doesn't even matter now. It's just done. We got our 6th, which is, you know, fantastic. But my personal thing is I enjoyed the game, but I really enjoyed the commercials. I really did. There were some really good commercials. One of them, as a matter of fact, I'm pulling them all out, and I got to go fairly quick because I actually have a guest tonight. Breeze and Bradley. Yeah, that would have been amazing. Yes. Of course, T-Mobile had a great commercial, all their little what's for dinner things, but they used a lot of retro music. They did. Oh, my God. Now you love this song so much. It was like, what should we get for dinner? Tacos sound good to me. Backspace. Should have a girls' night. Backspace. Because I could eat tacos. Why is it up to me, but really is it up to you? Backspace. Whatever. Backspace. Whatever you want, bae. Sushi. Get what you want at T-Mobile. And apparently free tacos every week at Taco Bell. That was the whole thing. Jordan Peele is going to be hosting a brand new Twilight Zone, which I was an Outer Limits guy. Certainly not a... You know, not a Twilight Zone. Oh, my wife actually loved this particular commercial from Stella Artois.
Hello. Good to see you again.
Likewise.
Please, Cosmopolitan.
No, tonight I'll have a Stella Artois.
The whole place goes mental.
Stella, of course. Thank you.
And then the dude walks in.
Well, mate, huh?
By Russian?
No, Gary, give me a Stella Artois.
Interesting twist.
And then they had the most interesting man in the world drinking a Stella Artois.
Well, changing could do a little good.
It's hysterical. It's a great good commercial. It's so funny. But you know what? It's targeted to my demographic, which is fine. I don't give a fuck. The NFL commercial, the 100 years of the NFL commercial, was absolutely fantastic. Of course, They did a little teaser spot for the Avengers Endgame. Some people will move on, but not us. Not me either. I'm not going anywhere. Burger King, eat like Andy. They had an old commercial of Andy Warhol eating a Whopper. It was so fucking weird, but I watched it anyways. We tried to figure out if it was really Andy Warhol. I think it was. The other one's okay. Be more than okay. With Steve
I'll
Carell.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay.
Yeah.
Is a shooting star okay?
Okay!
Is the laughter a small child okay?
That's me.
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
Okay!
We'll have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of.
One Pepsi's more.
Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay!
Then, of course, they did a couple Budweiser commercials. They did two chains for some kind of Expedify. Bumble, which I thought was a dating site. It's just crazy. The Doritos with Chance the Rapper and the Backstreet Boys, I think it was. One of the best commercials, I thought, heartfelt, the Microsoft Super Bowl commercial that we all win, where the kids with handicaps, they had all these things where trying to help them.
Just, my name is Grover.
Yeah, listen Sean. To this. My name just is fantastic.
Ian. I'm Taylor.
My name is Owen, and I am 9.5 years old.
I only have one.
Just one hand.
And yeah.
I love video games.
She's missing
games,
an arm
my friends,
from an elbow down.
My family, and again, video games.
Whenever I play it, it makes me feel happy.
So essentially, all these kids have like one hand or one arm, and they want to play video games, and Microsoft makes that possible. Now, it may seem like a little thing, or like, you know, there's kids, too many kids playing video games, but it was a heartfelt thing, and if you can make somebody happy, then fucking do it. And speaking of happy, did you see this commercial? Number four.
This place is amazing.
Wasn't Buzz going to meet us here?
He must be held up somewhere.
Bo Peep's back.
Hey, up here, Astro Boy.
If you think you can take our top prize spot, you're wrong.
Dead wrong.
Help me get out of here.
I'll help you.
With my foot. Yeah. How you like that, Cheetah? Oh, to infinity and my foot. Boom. In the vacuum of space, they cannot hear you scream.
It's just perfect. Just perfect. And then, of course, John Legend doing a stinky booty commercial. Did you see that one? He's changing a diaper.
Hi, baby boy.
Changing a diaper.
Somebody's got a stinky booty. I'm going to need some backup on this one.
Dot Industrial right? Wet wipes. Here we go.
So stinky.
Booty.
Funny. All these guys have kids strapped to their stomachs. But a lot of great commercials. So what else would I want to talk about before I get to my guest? And of course, last night was the State of the Union with our president, which brings us to the White House update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this, there was absolutely no collusion. Everybody knows it. I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
So, after the government shut down, he was delayed 6 weeks by the Congress and Nancy Pelosi. Just have sex and get it over with, you two. I was like, who is that corpse behind the president? And then it blinked, and I went, oh, it's Nancy. It's just like, it was like, is that a mannequin next to the corpse? And it found out it was Pence. I didn't know. So Donald Trump spoke last night in front of the Congress, Joint Chiefs, Supreme Court, mixed dignitaries, guests, all that stuff. And I'll be honest, I heard a lot of his address, and I went, It's not bad. I wish that was the speech he had when he was inaugurated. It sounded a little more inclusive as opposed to, you know, the totalitarian overtones. And of course, you know, my thing is I know the Democrats won't stand when the Republicans do. I get it. Just like vice versa. I get it. But some of it's, you know, it's how fucking old are you that you just can't stand up and clap for somebody, you know, a fallen hero or a ICE agent or something like that. And some of it they did and some of it they didn't. I'm like, you know, this is why we're fighting. But I'll tell you, set of brass balls on him when he said, you know, we can't be distracted and democracy won't succeed if we're fighting in politics or fighting in a war or being investigated. What? I don't know. See, there's a difference between lying and not telling the truth. And I don't think he's a liar. I just think sometimes he doesn't tell the truth. All I want to do is boom, shakalaka, boom, boom. That's it. You hear me, Nancy? Give me a high five. Up, psych. Not going to happen. Not. Oh, Jason Merrill just joined us, and so my brother. Trump has a Twitter pet names for everyone. I wonder what his pet name for Pelosi. No, it's not Skeletor. It's not Skeletor. His voice went so much. Oh, that's Starscream. I can't. I wish I could do Skeletor. I have to hear Skeletor's voice before I can do it again. But anyway, it's some craziness going on out there. But it was nice to see things moving, at least talking about stuff. And it just, you know, and of course they shoot the camera angles at all the people who disagree. Chuck Schumer. Oh. Somebody just give him a little bit of lithium and lighten his fucking load. That's all I want to do. Actually, as a matter of fact, whatever drugs Cortez is taking, give them to Chuck Schumer. Because all that chick does is smile. I don't know. Maybe she's on lithium or I don't know. Or Adderall or something. Ugh. Well, Elizabeth Warren didn't smile at all. I'm like, well, she got bad news today. Anyway. But that's it. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to take our first break. And during the break, you're going to get a little sample of my guest coming up. Jeff Colella will be joining me after the break. And guys, stick around. Very funny. We got a great couple games we're going to play with him and you. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back. Are you seasonally depressed? If so, CSUN Depressitol may be right for you. Millions are already taking CSUN Depressitol. Some people have had changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, anxiety, anger, constipation, excessive gas, and vomiting. If taking CSUN Depressitol has any of the aforementioned effects, stop taking it immediately. Get on a plane, buy a sun lamp, yell at strangers. Good luck. It's going to be a long one.
Hey, this is comedian John Poveromo, and you're listening to Radio Irregardless with Marsilia. Congratulations on being the only one.
My name's Jeff Colella. By your sheets, you can tell it's not spelled the traditional way. I'm actually Jeff with a G, which makes my life hard. I went to go sign the lease to my apartment the other day. The lady's like, how do you spell your name? I was like, it's Jeff Colella, and by then she already wrote the J. And I was like, it's actually a G. She's like, G-E-F-F? I was like, no, it's G-E-O-F-F. She's like, G-off? I was like, it's not G. She's like, Joffrey, do you watch Game of Thrones? I was like, I do. Please don't compare me to him. It's just Jeffrey. She's like the giraffe from Toys R Us? I was like, it's spot on exactly like the giraffe from Toys R Us. She's like, all right, last name? I was like, it's Colella, C-O-C-O-L-E-L-E-L-L-A, L-A. It's L-L-A. Three L's. Yes, three L's, yeah. So it's Kalila? It's not. Is it Khaleesi? Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, and joining me via the Facebook Live Messenger is the aforementioned very funny, super talented Jeff Colella.
Hello, Mark. How you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my God. Thanks. I know what we were supposed to do last week, but, you know, we talked during the pre-show, and I couldn't get my shit straight. This is the real problem.
I know. You honestly got to clean it up, Mark. You're slacking.
I am. I'm a fucking nightmare. And I'm trying to organize. I'm trying to get my shit straight. That's the best. That's the whole thing. Every time I say that, I think of the scene from Training Day.
Which one?
When he's in the poker game, he goes, "Hey, pig, you ever get your shit pushed in?"
Yeah, dude, I tell myself every day that I'm going to get my life together. Yeah. Every day I end up playing video games on the couch, smoking pot, and I'm like, what am I doing? And I just get paranoid.
You're on the couch, smoking pot, playing video games. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
And then I'm sitting there like, man, what am I doing with my life? And then I do the same thing the next day, and I'm like, man, what am I doing? But then I just have so much fucking fun.
It's like Groundhog Day, but in a good way.
Yeah, exactly. I keep restarting the same day over and over again.
So, guys, this is Jeff Colella. He spelled his name during the clip, but I'm going to give it to you once again. So it's Jeff, G-E-O-F-F, Colella, C-O-L-E-L-L-A, Colella. And you can free stalk him on Twitter and Instagram. He's at Jeff_Colella on both of those. And Facebook, he's at Jeff Colella Jr. Let's see. Tread lightly, son. Oh, my brother. That's what my brother does all day. He smokes pot.
Yeah, you got to tread lightly, man.
He smokes pot and plays video games. But the funny thing is I try to play games, too, with him online. We're playing Gears of War. We're trying to play that. But I'm just not smoking as much pot as him.
Yeah, it's the secret to making you better, because you're just worried and focused on one thing at a time, and you're just overly focused, and then that's your entire world. The fire alarm went off in my apartment the other day. I never heard it. I never heard it once. My roommate came in. He was like, dude, what's going on? I'm like, mashing right now, dude. I'm killing it in this game. And he's like, no, dude, we have to evacuate. And I'm like, oh, well, it's got to wait. This is a ranked match, so I'm going to lose some score, dude. Can't have that.
Oh, that's no bueno, though, dude. I'm sure it was a false alarm, obviously.
My apartment complex, I swear to God, the fire alarm goes off every week. And the very first time we moved in, the fire alarm went off, and we are on the 8th floor. So we're like, fuck. So we like immediately go downstairs, go all the way out to the thing, and nobody was out there. Not a single other person. I was like, what's going to happen when there's a real fire? Like, no one leaves? Just no one? So now I guess it's just a normal thing. It just goes off every week.
You're a Jersey, right?
Yeah, I live right by Camden, actually.
Okay. So, yeah, now a quick little history between Jeff and I. Jeff submitted for the 2019 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival, saw his clip, super funny, and he was on the Thursday and the Saturday night and destroyed both nights. We had a fantastic time. And we had a lot of snow, and you made it. You drove home that night in that snow ice storm.
I did.
How did that go?
Honestly, Mark, it went pretty crazy. Yes. I'll be honest with you. It was. I left. You were gracious enough to let me go first because I was like, I would rather just leave ASAP. No offense. I just have such a drive ahead of me. Getting out of Massachusetts, it was fine. I feel like you guys had it pretty much handled. This is your first rodeo with the snow.
Yeah.
As I approach Connecticut, have they ever heard of snow?
They have plows, but they keep them really nice because they have a lot of money and they don't want to ruin them.
Oh, my God. The entire road was white. I went 30 miles an hour the entire way home.
Dude.
And I literally spun out at one point, and I was facing the opposite way on
Holy
the highway.
Shit, really?
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, I literally was watching myself drift to, like, the embankment, and I was, like, a pole there, and I'm watching it, and my life didn't flash before my eyes. The only thing I thought was, like, man, this is really gonna hurt.
Suck, yeah.
And then I caught somehow, and I didn't spin out or whatever, and I ended up getting back on the road or whatever, but it was really funny, because right afterwards, my girlfriend called me, like, all, like, in a good mood. She's like, hey, what's up? I'm like, nothing. I almost died. I love you so much. It took me 7 hours to get home. So I drove, like, 30 miles an hour the whole way home, but made it safe.
And the comic coming out of Rhode Island, it took him about, almost 2 hours to get to the show. He said it took him almost 3 hours to get home.
Yeah, because the roads, it's a thing. You got to be so slow.
Oh my
but
God.
I knew the next day was going to be worse, so I was like, let me just try to get home,
yeah.
you know, if I can, before this gets super bad. Yeah. You but, were, I mean, it all worked
high,
out.
Were you? Were you high?
No, I was not. No, I was not. I partook in that stuff beforehand, before we left. It's Massachusetts. I didn't know. I had to research you guys before I came. I was like, what are the rules here? And they were like, no rules.
Nope.
I was like, oh, shit, yeah. All right.
It's been decriminalized. It's not... Actually, I don't know if it was decriminalized, and now I don't know if it's legal. It's legal on some level, but I still don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
The laws are all a gray area.
Yeah, and it's just, I'm very uncomfortable because it smells like pot everywhere, and I'm not a prude, but everywhere you go, it's like, did somebody hit like 5 dead skunks simultaneously kind of thing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, but smoke, but don't get all high up, and it's like everywhere. And
yeah, I just did it in the confines of the smoking area of the hotel I was staying.
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine. That's completely fine. Or if you're in your house or you want to go somewhere. But, you know, I don't know.
People are getting a little too loosey-goosey with it.
Yeah, and they, you know, they opened, we have a dispensary in Salem. Did you visit it when you were here?
No, I was actually talking to Lucy, though, one of the other really funny comedians there. Yeah. And she said that she was in line... she said the process was weird. Like, she was in line for an hour to, like, just get, like, in, and then it was another hour to, like, check her ID.
Yeah.
And I was like, that seems like a hassle. So I just brought my own product. I was just...
Well, they had just opened.
You know, packed heavy.
Yeah, they just opened, so they're still...
Oh, so new.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's like, well, you know, they're a brand new store. They just opened. They don't have their shit straight yet.
Yeah. They're still figuring it out, just like you are.
Yeah, no, everybody's trying to work it out. So, but you did a fantastic job. Now, this is some... We had a lot of legal for medical and recreational use and grow up to 6 plants. That's what my brother says.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, he's the authoritative.
If I need,
he's the fact checker.
I was confused. I don't know what happened. I thought like a Wikipedia page popped up just like immediately. I was like, where'd you get these facts from?
Yeah, my brother's Potopedia is what he is.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
There you go. Possession is up to 4 ounces. He's still going.
Hell yeah.
He's still going.
Damn, I could have quadrupled what I brought. Oh, yeah, fine.
I know. So we had talked a little bit, and it was great hanging out and talking. And I'm glad that I had some assistance, my wife and Giovanni, helping with all the things. So I got to actually talk to the comics and give you guys some information about the audiences, the demographics, which I've been very busy, and I have not put together that email, which I've said I would, but I certainly would. I've just recently updated the website. But I never got a chance to talk to you. Now, you've been doing comedy under 5 years, right?
Yes. Oh, so I've done it for, let me think now, I think this is 3.5 years right now.
My God, I'm so old.
Yeah. 3.5 years. I started when I was 20, actually. And
good for you.
I basically just was sneaking into bars and anywhere that would, like, you know, not really ID me, that I could slip into and just try to, you know, get up there and sling a couple jokes, whoever would let me.
Yeah, I started at 21, and I wish I started earlier. And I've been, you know, almost 30 years, but you're lucky to start as early as you have, and you're super funny, man.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, my brother, it's not Potopedia, it's Weedopedia.
Weedopedia, okay. He had like 4 minutes to think about that. Yeah. He's like, hold on, I understand we're doing the podcast right now, but Mark, this could be a serious side business.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's funny. He wrote it like a minute. There's a delay going out, and he probably wrote it. He wrote it about a minute ago, so it's still working out the same way.
He's drawing logos right now. He's making a website.
He's got a whole. He's on the phone now. He's with what's that? Legal.zoom. He's getting all this information about
that. I'm telling you, there's some weird thing, man. As soon as pot became legal places, all these potheads started becoming entrepreneurs out of nowhere.
I know.
They went from being the laziest guys ever to being like, why can't I run a multi-million-dollar industry?
I will. I'll just run it really slow. I'm in the Fortune 5000. Well,
the Fortune 5000.
There's only 4,500 companies. I know.
Yeah, we're really low. We're like the Oakland A's of of companies.
Oh, so I know when you were here, you were giving me a little bit of shit about my Patriots.
Oh yeah, man, for sure. I'll give you congratulations on the worst Super Bowl I've ever watched.
It was the worst. It's lowest ratings. It wasn't a great game. It was a great defensive game.
Oh, I enjoyed the defensive game, but the combination of it being low scoring, it being I guess a little lackluster in events, and Maroon 5 performing at halftime, that was the cherry on top, man. That made it the worst. I'm sorry. I made it the absolute worst.
Do you know, I'm not a big Maroon 5 fan either, to be honest with you. But
garbage.
But the people that have given him shit, it's insane how much shit they're giving him.
I mean, you're going to get shit anyway. If you perform in front of that many people, and number one, you can't come out in a tank top that looks like that, dude. You were in an optical illusion, and then you take it off to reveal like this punk rock jailhouse Dalmatian style tattoos you have. He looked horrible. He literally should have just, instead of saying California, should have just said, "Please roast me," and the internet proceeded to do so.
You know, God, man. And I go, Maroon 5, why are they, you know, doing the, I didn't even know why they were in the halftime show. And I mean, the guy's in phenomenal fucking shape. He does yoga every day. But then people would like put memes next to him. Like, and then this big fat guy wrote Indiana or something across his belly. Like in a compare there. And then somebody took a Chipotle wrapper because you don't have the whole.
Yes.
And it said, who wore it better?
That's hilarious. So see, that's awesome. That's hilarious. But you deserved to get. If I went on stage, unless you're Bert Kreischer, if I went on stage and took my shirt off, everyone would destroy me. And they should. And they should.
I see the stuff like this. Like, it, you know, and it's the same thing with celebrities, and they take them and they Photoshop. They make like porn videos. And they put like a big penis in their mouth.
Those are crazy.
How? Like, I wouldn't want to be famous at that for that. Because I'd be I mean, I could probably take some of it, but I mean, what the? I mean, my skin would have. I'd have to have like, you know, armor like Kevlar.
Oh yeah.
But oh my God, it's so cruel.
I just want to sell tickets. I want to sell tickets. That's about as famous as I want to be. I don't want to get any more famous than just like a comfortable selling of tickets. Like, wait, just sustainable.
Yeah, they're like, are you here to see Jeff? Who? Yeah,
who?
Come in.
I don't
come in.
Discount Groupon ticket? Perfect. I don't care. Please come in. I'll Groupon my entire show.
My brother wrote, first of all, two things. He goes, there's a GoFundMe page up now for the pod thing. And then he said,
let's go.
He goes, Moron 5. Come on.
Leave him alone. Give me a lifetime membership for being here, a part of the inspiration.
Have you been smoking pot a long time?
Me? My parents won't listen to this. Yeah, I mean, for a little bit, yeah. There was a good point in time where I went a stretch where I didn't need to pass a drug test for a while, and I took advantage of that. And then I had to be an adult for a little bit and figured it out. But then, you know, listen, there's nothing wrong. I drive a beer van for my current job. Okay. I'm a college student, and I'm a comedian. If you don't think that I'm going to sometimes tap into these vices, you're wrong. I'm stressed out all the time. Sometimes I need a little bit of PlayStation and a little bit of our friend.
Oh, see, I'm an Xbox guy, so I don't know. I used to have a PlayStation, which I loved, but I love Halo too much to go back to a PlayStation.
Oh, stop. Halo is my shit. I used to be an Xbox guy. Halo were my games.
It's so funny. I brought my Xbox when I was up in Canada doing 3 weeks, and the comic I worked with, he was a great guy, and unlike the because I'm there for like 3 weeks and I'm at each club for a week. And I think on like a Thursday or Friday, I go, I said, you know, I got Halo. And he goes, you got Halo? And we set it up and we were like double, like we were, wouldn't get ready for the show. We were playing so much Halo.
Yeah.
And then we come back and I go, just pause it. Don't even, just pause it. And we paused it and then we'd come back and then we'd start up where we left again. It was fucking funny.
Halo 3 is my favorite video game ever.
Yeah. I dig Halo 3.
I love Halo 3.
I mean, 4 is deep. I like 4. I like 4 better than 5, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's fair. But I think 3's campaign's really good. Yes. I remember when they got Halo Reach came out, their multiplayer was really good, but their campaign was, it was like a short story. I remember playing it with my friend, and he was like, I was like, is it over? And he's like, dude, there's no way it's over. Nothing happened yet. And then it was over.
Yeah, it was over.
What the fuck?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I beat that game in like a day. And I was like,
yeah, that's what annoyed me. I was like, give me a campaign. Yeah. What are you guys working on?
No. Oh, what the fuck? Oh. I lost. Oh, who left? Oh, Jason? Oh, Jason's still there. Jason Merrill. Yeah, I thought he left for a second. I was looking at my listeners. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually go over my listeners. I got to type a couple things to them. And we're going to take our second break. And we come back from a second break. Jeff, I'm going to play a game with you. And you're going to go directly against my audience. I think you can handle it.
Bring it.
I think it's going to be fun. So you are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
It's time for another Week Inspiration. There is no I in team, but there's one in shithead.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. You know what today is? It's hump day! Woohoo!
How happy are people listening to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia? Happier than a person with a hump on their back. Listen live every Wednesday to Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia.
Hump day!
I hate Panera Bread. I think that place is a fucking scam. Relax, white girls. All right. Oh, not. Just kidding. Oh, shit. You like Panera Bread. I just profiled you and I apologize. I apologize. I'm just going off the clientele. Panera Bread sucks. Hear me out. I went with my girlfriend the other day. I got in trouble quick. Did you see me trying to get out of that? I went there the other day and my girlfriend, and I got a bowl of soup, and the bowl was made of bread. And then I got a side of bread. And then I got an additional side of more fucking bread. She's like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. I think I just paid to be poor. Why am I eating a soup kitchen right now? Why is every meal here an appetizer at every other restaurant? Oh, what's up with Panera, man? It's Latin for bread basket. The name is bread basket bread. Even the title has too much bread.
And you're back. I'm sorry, I'm laughing. And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And still on the Facebook Live is Jeff Colella. And please free stalk him on Twitter and Instagram. He's at G-E-O-F-F. That's Jeff _ Colella, C-O-L-E-L-L-A. Yeah, that's right.
You nailed it.
I think I fucked it up. He's on Twitter and Instagram, same thing. And please follow him on Facebook as well. He's at Jeff Colella Jr. And he's there. And he's still here.
What's going
now,
on?
Here's the thing. I hate fucking Panera Bread. I just don't like it. I think their prices are too high and their food isn't enough.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. Like, I literally went through, I remember when I was going through ending my relationship with my ex and starting my relationship with my new girlfriend at that same time. Just like, I swear to God, for like a year, all I heard from a girl was, do you want to get a Panera Bread? Do you want to maybe try out, maybe get some Panera Bread? And I'm like, no, I don't at all want to go eat there. That's a horrible establishment. They have bullshit food. But you know what freaks me out? Why do they cook behind the scenes, but wash the dishes in front of you? That throws me off. What the fuck? I don't know. Did you change aprons? Did you change aprons from going into the back to the front? Because now I don't know what's cross-contaminating. Let me see the food. I don't like it. I feel very strongly.
Yeah. And what's the other one that's like Panera? Au Bon Pon.
I've never even heard of it.
You don't have Au Bon Pons?
No, I can't even pronounce that. Let me drive to it.
It probably means Panera Bread.
Yeah, probably. So it's French bread?
Yeah, it's the same kind of thing. It's like... They give you, like, there's a bread bowl. My wife will know. It's Au Bon Pon. Like, even Google it. I just fucking hate them. They're so pretentious.
Yeah, I don't like those type of restaurants.
Yeah. I mean, Panera Bread, you're serving fucking soup. Half of your menu is soup. The other is half sandwiches.
Yeah, I don't know.
They don't want to be full sandwiches.
The clientele throws me off, too, because it's just like, I feel like everybody who eats a Panera Bread looks like Neil Brennan. And I love Neil Brennan, but I feel like everybody looks like him who eats there. Everyone's on a laptop writing for some type of open mic. We don't know what genre. We don't know what their avenue is, but they're writing for some open mic.
Oh, my brother said pain means pain. Au bon pan means bread in French.
Oh, God.
So
pain?
Yeah, pain. Well, it's pawn, but pain.
Pain. That's how it's spoken.
Yeah, au bon pain. Here, I can't even get to my website. Here, what is
it? Oh, my God. I'm going to have to switch up this joke to be regional.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to type it in. Now I got to know. Au bon. Yeah, au bon pain. That's kind of what it is.
Jesus.
And it's a, yeah, you don't know about it?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think there's one near me. I never even heard of that. I mean, I also could just be. Maybe I also never leave the house, Mark. Remember, I'm on the couch all the time.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm not well traveled.
I don't know if they're exclusive locations. Are they exclusively?
Well, that's okay. I mean, you guys don't have Wawa's, right?
Oh no, we don't have Wawa's.
Psh, you guys are missing out.
I know. See, but
it's like
my shit
was here.
Jack in the Box, man. I fucking love.
I've never been.
Yeah, because they're not here anymore. They're mostly in the South. They're in Texas and Florida and that area. And when I'm down in that area doing gigs or whatever, all I do, like I'll stop by and I'll buy like 500 things in the menu and I'll go back to the hotel and eat it. Even if I'm at a really good fucking hotel, it's the worst.
Hell yeah.
It's the worst. But I love fucking Jack the Box. Oh,
I've
my God.
I've never been.
Yeah. All right. So let's do this because my brother, what did he say? Are you guys talking about Halo, the Fast and Furious movies? We're talking about Halo. They all suck. They all suck.
Fast and Furious. They're my guilty pleasures, actually.
So I'm going to play a game with you. Did I set it up correctly? I think I did. We're going to play My Name is Jeff. Jeff, Jeff.
They call me Jeff, Jeff, Jeff. What?
You're too young to remember that particular. Do you remember Bob Nielsen?
Yeah, I do. My dad showed me him once.
I remember watching him. That's the clip from he was on Dangerfield's. Yeah, Rodney Dangerfield's Young Comedian Special. Him, Steve Sweeney, Carol Leifer was on that show. And that's him as the, you know, Jeffy Jeff.
They call me Jeff, Jeff, Jeff. What?
He's fantastic. I love him.
Still fucking. I don't even know if he's doing it anymore. He probably is. He's probably touring. But
I have no idea.
I'm going to give you a clue about famous Jeffs. Spelled either J-E-F-F or more like you. G-E-O-F-F, which is short for Jeffrey. There's a few Jeffreys, and there's a few Jeffs. So, and they're spelled a lot of different ways. So you and I are speaking instantaneously over the phone line, essentially. But my listeners may be experiencing anywhere from a 5 to an 8 second delay based on their internet server. So that's your disadvantage and your advantage. So let's just try one just for a run so you know how we're playing
it.
If I said Tron Star.
Jeff Bridges.
And that would be correct. And you would get a great sound. This is what you get when you get it right.
My name is Jeff.
God damn it. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that.
My name is
in
Jeff.
My life.
I know. It's fucking horrible.
I can't introduce myself to people anymore.
They just go, my name is Jeff.
Yes.
So, yes, Scott just wrote Jeff Bridges, of course. So that's the way you play. Now we're going to play. I'd love to do this in like a 60-second thing. Do I have a timer? I think I do. Let's say.
Yeah, as long as you have a phone, you have a timer.
All right. No, on air. I do. Actually, let's try this. Let's see how many you can get in 30 seconds against my audience. Probably better. Ready? Here goes the countdown. A Jurassic fly.
A Jurassic fly?
Yes.
Jeff Goldblum?
Yes. Bang. I'll kill you and eat you.
Jeffrey Dahmer?
Yes. Great guitarist.
Pass.
Jeff Beck. How about this? Oh, wait. See, this is how fast. This is how fast. They just wrote Jeff Goldblum like 4 times. So that's how.
Damn.
Yeah, they're super slow. Oh, Jeff Beck. Karen got Jeff Beck.
All right, damn it, Karen.
That's the famous guitarist. So, you know, I don't want to do that. There's too much pressure. It's a great sound.
I love this.
How about this one?
Hey now.
Wait, what?
Hey now.
Hey now.
Got nothing on that one.
Hey now. Come on.
Hey now.
Hey now.
No, not Jazzy Jeff. That is not Jazz. DJ Jazzy Jeff. No. I would not. I was not going to go easy with Jazzy Jeff and go, hey now. First name is Jeffrey. One's a little trick. This one's a little tricky. Scott, yeah, Scott, you have to have this one.
Hey now.
Balding actor.
Balding actor.
Yeah, he's been in a bunch of stuff. A ton.
Hey
now.
Oh. Wait, it's not the dude from Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
No, no.
Okay.
Hey now.
What's that guy's name? Because that's Jeffrey with the Jeffrey Rush. That's that guy.
Yes.
But okay, I don't know. I got nothing on Hey Now.
Hey now.
I want to see if my listeners can get it. Because so far they got one and you've got two. So I want to see if they can catch up.
Give them a chance to tie it. All right. Yeah. All right.
Come on. Now they're probably Googling it, which you can Google it too. Because you even if you did Google it, you can
can't wait to Google Hey Now and watch the weird results that come up.
Yeah. Hey All Now.
Right. You're telling them to do it, so I got to beat them. Hey Now, Jeffrey? I'm just typing in my name. I'm giving shit.
Hey Now and Jeff. It comes right
Jeffrey
up.
Jeffrey Tamer? Oh, damn.
Jeffrey. Oh, my God. Tamar? It was Tamer. Tamber. Yes, actually, he got it. He did. Jeff the Drunk. It was
Damn.
Jeffrey Tambor.
Okay.
Hey now.
How about this one? On the Wings of Love.
Jeffrey Chaucer.
No.
That's all I got. That's the only other Jeffrey I know, besides the giraffe.
You might get this one. I think my audience might get this one. Let's see.
What is it again?
On the Wings of Love.
On the Wings of Love.
Yeah, On the Wings of Love.
Oh, can I go?
Karen wrote Jeff Osborne.
Oh.
Do you remember that? You might probably never heard
the
song.
Do I remember that? 1982? Oh, yeah. This is a key to... I just told you I was 23.
I know. This was a great breakup song.
You know what's funny about this? Is that... people were 13 years old where this was an emotional song for them.
Yeah.
When I was born.
I know.
This is an emotional middle school song for most.
It
when
is.
I was born.
It's great. Angel in disguise. Come take my hand and together we will rise. Come on, everybody.
I actually do know this song now that the chorus kicked in.
It was great. Like, this was the song. Like, it would be like, I miss her so much.
Just middle school drama, man.
It was.
Didn't get invited to the snowball dance.
Hey, it was the Enchantment Under the Sea dance, wasn't it?
Oh, shit.
That's a different movie. So let's see. You have Goldblum, Dahmer. Karen got Jeff Beck.
Damn, Karen.
Scott got Tambor. And you got... Did you get Jeffrey on? No, you didn't. Karen.
I did not.
So you did.
Oh, Karen again.
Karen again. How about this one? You know your name is Jeff when you got a gun rack.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Correct.
Bang, bang.
How about this? Throw your voice for millions of dollars.
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham, correct.
Now you're hitting me in the comedy section.
There you go.
Wheelhouse, Karen.
How about this? Baby, you can drive my car. A good driver.
Jeff Gordon.
Correct.
Boom.
The Roast Master.
Jeff Ross.
Aha! How about this one? He's dead now, but he used to give the best hickeys.
Oh, man, I don't know about this one. I don't know if I want to know the answer. Gave the best hickeys?
Yeah.
Oh, does that mean he's like a vampire or something?
No, you'd get a hickey from Kinnicky.
What is this?
You'd get a hickey from Kinnicky.
I feel like it's a riddle all of a sudden.
No, it's a character he played.
I got nothing on that one. That's a hard pass. I don't even got a guess. Can I get a lifeline?
Because he had a lot of grease in his hair. Jeff Conway, my brother, wrote. That would be correct.
Jeff Conway, all right.
Let's see. Great Pirate.
Great Pirate. This one's, I don't know. I mean, I said Jeffrey Rush earlier. That's not what we're talking about.
No, right? That is.
That is what we're talking about?
That's what we're talking about. All right, now, this one's going to be tough. Known as the father of English literature.
Jeffrey Chaucer.
Jeffrey Chaucer. Did he? Oh, wait, say, did he get it right?
My name is Jeff.
You got it right.
I had to get it right. That's what I'm Italian and Irish mainly, but I got a little bit of English in me, and I know that my English Jeffrey with a G is an English spelling of the name.
Oh, actually, I looked that up, and it's actually it's a French version.
Oh, really?
I actually looked it up, and I had it, and
the
I
goddamn
lost it.
French.
Right. If you go G-E-O-F-F, and it says the origin of the name Jeffrey derived from Middle English Jeffrey, which is a form of Old French. It's Geoffrey.
You know what that means, right?
It's peace and something else, doesn't it?
Not yeah, peace. No one's ever met me. No. they said that means I got to go start eating at that bullshit French Panera Bread now.
Now
that's my new identity. So oh, now I'm a French scoundrel.
Oh, bon pom.
Oh, Paul, Paul. I didn't even know. Paul. Now I got to change my name to a J.
Yeah, it was. I looked it was under baby's name.
French.
Names. It was. No, well, let's see. What was it? Name, Wikipedia.
Let's French see. Peace?
Yeah, God, no, it also.
What a soft name I have.
A surname. Yeah, let's see. Entomology. Here we go. It's a form of Old French, which is Geoffrey, G-E-O-F-F-R-E-I, which developed in from West, Middle French. Into Jeff Fry, and then okay. East Middle French, which is Geoffrey, and it was Latinized and blah blah blah. Let's see, it means okay. The first element, Old Frankish, Godfried, is from a Germanic element, God and Frid, which is the Middle Latin. This is why I threw this away because I was like, I don't want to fucking tell him about his own fucking name. But yeah, the second element is used in Germanic names and it has a meaning of peace, protection. The first element is God, conflated with the two, possibly three distinct roots, egot and possibly goat, got, G-A-U. So it's there you go.
You say goat?
Yeah, well, got, G-A-U-T.
I'm thinking it's G-O-A-T. I'm thinking that I
no,
am
it's
the greatest of all time.
We already know.
I'm the Tom Brady of comedy. I'm the Tom Brady of comedy, so look out when my 6 comedy specials come out.
The last one's really not going to get good reviews.
The last one? No, it's not. Listen, if you think about it, I was looking at it the other day. You know, the only team to beat Tom Brady in his last 4 Super Bowl appearances... My Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so everybody gets lucky once, big, buddy. Everybody gets lucky
41
once.
41 points lucky, baby.
Yeah, but 41 to what was it?
It was 41 to 33. That's what we beat. Sean McVay could only score 3 points on that Bill Belichick Patriots.
So it's 8 points. It's a one possession win.
Sounds like a win.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like. Hey,
you know something?
Listen, that's how your Super Bowl that just passed was. That sounds like a win.
It works. Let's do this. Let's take our third and final break. I will tabulate all the scores. Shouldn't take that long. And I'll tell you who won. And, oh, my brother said, and the Giants. There you go. Works at Trader Joe's. Jeffrey from The Cosby Show. Stop it. Just stop it. Jeff Shakespeare, his brother, never got credit. I should have read all this shit.
Jeff Shakespeare.
Let's take our third and final break. When we come back, Jeff Colella is going to tell us about his first time, his best time, and his worst time. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Sklee, and still on the Facebook Messenger. Oh, Scott's leaving us. Good night, everybody. It was fun hanging. You're going to miss it. You guys, actually, it was very close. It was super close. And Jeff Colella is still online. And please, free stalk him on Twitter and Instagram. He's at Jeff, G-E-O-F-F underscore C-O-L-E-L-L-A. And follow him on Facebook at Jeff Colella Jr. And as I was saying, the game is tight.
So you got like 8 and the audience got not as many, which means
yes, Karen,
you win.
Just slam dunk on you guys. Oh my God. Try to see me in this Jeff room.
He knows his own.
Gotta pay homage to the boys.
You win.
There you go. So you win. That's what you get. What do you win? Bragging rights. You know, you did pretty well. I should do like a minute timer and see how quick I can get something like that again. So before we let you go, and again, Jeff, thanks so much for being part of this, and thanks so much for being part of the festival and stuff like that. And one quick question before we get into the other stuff. I got a few gigs I got to come up here. Would you come up here for some cash?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
It's the game.
Let me see what I can do, because I got a private to go, and I'm waiting on one guy to get back to me on it. And he's a local guy, and he's very good, very funny. But I don't want you to have to drive 6 hours for, you know, not enough money.
That's the sacrifice.
Well,
that's okay.
I'll put it out there. I'll send you a Facebook messenger, and we'll work it out. But before we go tonight, tell us about your first time, your best time, and your worst time on stage. And please do them in that order.
I actually started doing stand-up with my friend, Brittany, and we both kind of needed that, you know, extra support to get on stage and get the confidence, because we needed to lean on each other a little bit. So we decided to one day go scout out. We found an open mic. We didn't want to perform. We wanted to scout it before we performed there. So the week before we performed for the first time, we scouted it out, and we stayed for about maybe 20 minutes, and we're like, cool, we got, you know, how it works. They said they were going to take their first intermission of the open mic. And I said, cool, we know what it is. Let's come back next week and do this thing. And we brought like 10 friends to this open mic and to see us do comedy. The problem was, we left the first time after the first intermission. Nobody told us was that there was 3 intermissions.
Fuck.
So these people that showed up to watch us perform at this mic at 9 o'clock didn't see us go on stage until 1 a.m.
Oh my God.
So we had 10 people sitting there as if they were being held hostage, just miserable, to watch me and my friend Brittany just do the most garbage 5 minutes you've ever seen.
And this is the first time.
The first time. And not only that, like, looking back on it now that I know the local, you know, mics and stuff like that, I chose a pretty tough venue to do it for it's this dive bar in Philly. It's on the second floor. There's a stripper pole on the stage.
Fuck.
It's gritty. It's it was tough, but I got off stage, didn't do great, and my legs would not stop shaking.
Oh my God, if that's your best story, I can't wait. So no, that was your first time. Tell us about your best time.
I probably would say the festival I did for in Lehigh, Pennsylvania. The Comedy Platz. That was I just really liked their setup of the room. The stage was really nice. People wrapped around you on the left, center, and right, so you kind of had a big gauge of the audience. And they were just really, really responsive, and I did really, really well. What's funny is this is one of my best times, and I actually told one joke that bombed. But I was feeling so good and confident that I was like, man, nothing's going to fail. I'm slipping in a new joke. And it didn't land, but I was like, I was riding that high so much that I blew it off and just kept moving. So it's actually funny that I almost screwed up my best time.
Fuck.
That was a really good crowd, though. I really, the guys who run that festival up there, they do a really good job.
Now, of course, the worst time you've had so far.
Without a doubt, I got booked for this fundraiser by a comedian friend I knew, and he got me and 3 others to come do this show, and it was a benefit for these firefighters. Okay. So these firefighters were in a banquet hall at night, and the actual senator of New Jersey was there.
Oh, and okay.
The senator of New Jersey was there, sitting in the crowd. They do the entire banquet fundraiser. And they hand out their awards. And then when the event is over, that's when they want to start bringing out the comedians, as if like these guys have anything to stay for. They just want to go home at this point.
Yeah.
And right before we went on stage, they were like, guys, we're going to bring you guys some comedy. Right before, please give it up for Sister blah, blah, blah. And a nun came up and gave a blessing over everybody. And then we got up there, and I told horrific dick jokes the entire time. And I bombed in front of a nun, in front of retired firefighters, in front of a senator. And I literally went to go pee after the set. And an old guy came up to me next to me in the urinal. And he just looked at me and goes, psh, not your crowd. Thanks, man. Thanks. I was like, give me my money. Let me get the fuck out of here. Jesus Christ.
You literally bombed in front of a who's who.
Oh, yeah. You know how hard it is to follow a nun? As a non-clean Christian comedian, I can't be doing that.
That's fucking funny.
That was without a doubt the worst. I went home that night and I was like, man, I don't even know why I'm doing this.
I know! See, those are the shows. Those are the shows that are like totally bad when they take a bite out of who you are.
Oh my God, I was defeated. It's just, it made me a better comedian, but it just tore me up.
Well, you don't learn anything from a good show. You really don't. Exactly. You only learn from the bad. That's fucking funny. Jeff, that was great, man. And I'll tell you what, I'd love to have you back up here again. And if we can work together, maybe I'll come down there, hit some open mics with you, or come up here, get some paid work. But thanks for being part of the show. And as always, great working with you, man.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it, man.
All right. Talking to you. Take care of yourself, Jeff.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Jeff Colella, everybody. So, so funny. He bombed in front of a nun. That's freaking priceless. So funny. And a nice guy, too. Let's sweet out of a guy. So funny and so just nice to talk to. And he did well in the game, too. I like that. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, before I let you guys go and get you back into your own business, I'll tell you where I'm going to be this weekend. Tomorrow night, I will be at the White Birch Brewery. I will be closing out a showcase night. It's a brand new club up there. Rob Steen's booking it in Nashua, New Hampshire. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'll be there in a couple weeks too. But he kind of rotates the closing acts, which is great. Never been there before. Going to have some fun. Friday night, doing a big fundraiser at the American Legion up in Topsham, Maine. Big night. Never been up there before. Never been to Topsham all these years. And Saturday night, I will be the hall at Great Falls. It sounds like a fake place, but it's real. The Hall at Great Falls in Somersworth, New Hampshire. That's where I'm going to be. Hey, I'll tell you, if you want to be a sponsor, guest, leave a question or comment. Email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. Also, you can call the hotline, 978-219-9294. Leave me a funny message. That'd be fun. Next week, February 13th, the Valentine's Day show, we're going to try to do it. Hopefully, we won't miss you. See you next week.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises.
And copyrighted 2019, all rights reserved.
Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello.